Greetings and welcome. My name is Gennady Stolyarov II, and I proudly voted for Bob Barr in the 2008 presidential election. I voted early at my precinct, and my vote counted. I aim to convince you here to vote for the third party candidate of your choice, the one whose principles most closely coincide with your own. So my purpose here is not primarily to discuss the merits of Bob Barr's position, but rather to explain the desirability of voting for a third party candidate, especially in an election like this one, where both of the major two-party systems candidates, John McCain and Barack Obama, are pernicious in terms of the ideas they advocate and the effects those ideas will have if either of them is elected president. Now, why vote for a third-party candidate when it is highly probable that that candidate will not win? Well, the lesser of two evils is still evil. Both Barack Obama and John McCain will move government policy in a negative direction with regard to the status quo. Even in the status quo, where government is gargantuan and growing and oppressive, and limits individual liberties, and limits economic opportunity, and cracks down on technological progress, Barack Obama and John McCain would augment the undesirable situation by imposing more regulations, more restrictions, more mandates, more coercion upon us. Now, had either of them said, well, I like some big government, but I would like to reduce some aspects of it so that on the whole government will be smaller and less intrusive than it is presently, then I would have supported such a candidate, even though he wouldn't have gone as far enough as I had. At least he would have been an improvement over the status quo. But neither of these two men are improvements. Both of them would inflict tremendous harm if elected. McCain through devastating, wasteful, costly, bloody foreign wars, lengthy occupations, conscription, coerced service initiatives at home. Barack Obama through the nationalization of healthcare, through the hyper-regulation of financial institutions and other businesses, through the redistribution of wealth through tax increases. Both of these men would expand government, and many of the ways in which they would expand government are virtually indistinguishable. Now, furthermore, it is unclear in this election who is the lesser of two evils. Is it Obama or McCain? I'm having a difficult time deciding that question. I believe if either of them gets elected, and it seems most likely that Obama will, that the results will be catastrophic, that each of these men, if he got into office, needs to be opposed with all of our resources that we have at our disposal. So a vote in favor of a third-party candidate is a signal that one disapproves of the existing political establishment. And there are many reasons to disapprove of the existing political establishment, because truly, a two-party system is very close to a one-party system. And I experienced a one-party system as I was born in Belarus, in the former Soviet Union, which is currently ruled by the so-called president, really dictator, Alexander Lukashenko. The hallmark of a one-party system is political homogeneity. But in a two-party system, where the two parties are virtually indistinguishably close to one another, there is also political homogeneity. Both parties are trying to compete for the same perceived average voter who doesn't really, unfortunately, know what his best interests are, and who is very credulous and willing to believe politicians who promise to somehow magically solve all of his problems. But in reality, these politicians are only going to exacerbate these problems. The only way to solve individuals' economic or personal problems is for the government to step out of the way and let the individuals try a solution themselves, or let them find trustworthy private assistance to help them solve their problems. Unfortunately, both parties have assumed the mentality that the government is the ultimate source, the ultimate panacea for all of our problems. And I challenge that establishment. I challenge that mindset, because it has become virtually a one-party system in this country. So, by voting for a third party, I send a signal to the political establishment that I do not support it, that I want something truly, constructively different. And perhaps some members of these parties will listen. Perhaps Obama, when he gets elected, will decide to throw a bone to the libertarian free market types, thinking that they are dissatisfied with what the Republican Party is doing, and maybe, just maybe, he could capture their vote if he deregulated some aspect of the economy. Now, on the other hand, perhaps the Republicans will finally come to their senses after John McCain loses this election, which I think he will, and recognize that they cannot just keep betraying their base. They cannot keep betraying their alleged principles of free markets and individual freedom in favor of bigger government, costly wars, and a highly dismissive attitude toward the most important value of all, which is individual life. John McCain in this campaign has been calling for sacrifice to higher causes, to the detriment of the highest value that we have, the life of the individual. This is intolerable, especially coming from Republicans. So, the two-party system needs to be challenged. But many people, if you don't vote, will challenge you after the election, saying that you cannot legitimately dispute the policies of the person in office because you did nothing to stop him when you had a legitimate option to do so through the vote. Well, I know that my vote is not very influential in determining the outcome, but I will be immune to such accusations afterward. I can tell my accuser that I performed what this person would think is my civil duty, that I did vote, that I did vote according to my principles, and I did try to resist whoever happens to get into office. Whether Barack Obama or John McCain gets elected, I would be able to say this, that this man is not in office with my sanction. Rather, I did my best to oppose him then, and I'm doing my best to oppose him now, and I have full legitimacy, full consistency in doing so. And I encourage you to do the same. Vote for a third-party candidate. Show your displeasure with the political establishment, which is steadily becoming more oppressive and less tolerable. Thank you very much, and I hope that our combined efforts can change the pernicious direction in which this country is heading.